Today. We could call this the Radio Today Show. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here. I'm monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day and Twitter. And guess who's back after, have you been gone a month? It's been pretty
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. How are you?
Kind of.
Yes.
Jennifer Horn.
I just hugged you. Hooray. I put the microphone to my bosom.
Good for you, Jennifer. Congratulations. To all of those who are looking for a warm microphone, we finally have found one.
Trust me, it's down there. It's warm.
Very good. All right. So Jennifer has been doing other things for a month. Those of you who are new, we have, since you've left about, I don't know, at last count, about 19 stations, 18 or 19 new stations, who will be happy to hear. And they all came because you weren't here.
Nice to meet you all. I'll try not to ruin things.
Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet y'all.
Well, Jennifer is here. Because she has interesting opinions about things that are important, which is really kind of what we talk about here. And she's here to lend credence to my belief.
To your Clearwater revival.
Well, this is sort of self-serving for me to say that this is radio useful and fun like it used to be. Because there are a lot of people who are complaining about a lot of the stuff that's on the radio isn't of much use. It's the same old, and it isn't much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here to try to dissuade you from thinking about that with regard to all radio programs anyway. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on Mr. Obama addressing the U.N. about Syria and Iran. Thoughts on this at 888-302-3684, or express yourself through the various printed pages that you can use, whether it's a fax. We actually do have a fax number. Who uses a fax anymore? Yeah,
it does.
All right, so email, never mind faxing. Email to Doug or Ken or Jen. Jennifer.
Jennifer at
DougSteffen.com. And you got the Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. So the president addresses the members of the UN General Assembly yesterday, saying that Syria's use of chemical weapons and Iran's nuclear program threaten the security of all nations. He said, quote, "We will not tolerate the development or use of weapons of mass destruction," end quote. And then he goes on to say, "Just as we consider the use of chemical weapons in Syria to be a threat to our own national security, we reject the development of nuclear weapons that could trigger a nuclear arms race and undermine the global non-proliferation regime." He called for a Security Council resolution on Syria that would impose consequences on President al-Assad if he doesn't comply with his promise to surrender all chemical weapons within the year. As for Iran...
And if he doesn't do it, if you don't listen, he's going to launch an unbelievably small attack on you.
Yes. Right.
It's gonna send, so watch out.
Put nails in the road.
Right.
That's it. Anyway, talking about Iran, Mr. Obama said one of the top priorities he has a new round of diplomatic outreach with the new president there, Hassan Rouhani.
Mm-hmm.
Rouhani was a no-show at a UN luncheon later in the day. Mr. Obama was caught on camera telling a UN official that he hasn't had a cigarette in 6 years. This is a...
Do we believe that, really?
I don't know. He said he's afraid of his wife. I think
I'm afraid of his wife, but I understand.
You don't smoke.
I know. I can't imagine. I don't know. Because you've always thought that he's been smoking all the way along, right?
Yeah, I think he sneaks in.
He's got to sneak a smoke every once in a while.
Yeah. I would think there would be pictures
of him.
I think if he was hiding behind a rose bush
in the garden or something.
Yeah, I think that
if you know
the way the press covers it.
Yeah, but here's the hardcore way of looking at that. When you look at some of the pictures of him when he was a teenager and a young man, he really smoked. You know how when the people take a big, big drag on a cigarette, I mean, they really, you can tell the way they hold it. They're serious about it. And he was really serious. He was a really serious smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from me. I know about serious smoking because my mother died of it and I was breathing that stuff all the years of my formative years. And so I know when somebody's really addicted to it, and those pictures of him smoking that you see from time to time with those people that are his detractors wanting to make him look bad, he's really hardcore, and it is very difficult for people to stop. And I would say this at the risk of being challenged medically, I think it's harder for black people to stop smoking than it is for white people.
Ooh, this is scientific.
I don't know. I don't.
All right, let's hear it. I'm ready.
I'm not revealing any scientific evidence. I'm just saying that in my opinion, from what I've observed, that it is difficult, more difficult for black people to stop smoking than white people. Now, you can add, subtract, multiply, or divide that any way you'd like to. 888-302-3684. I'm offering an opinion, which we are entitled to do here, right? So your opinion may be different, and you can say, wow, what's your opinion based on? My opinion is based on what I observe, all right? So that's what I've observed. And if you want to talk about that or the United Nations, there's the whole thing about the UN yesterday. It's a lot of puffery.
Yeah.
People go there. It's pomp and circumstance. Screws up the city of New York. If Roberta were here, she'd be decrying what a mess it is in New York because of the UN General Assembly starting
its session.
And it is. It is a complete mess in New York with all these people here or there. So anyway, what comes of the president saying the things that he did about Assad? I don't know if anything comes of it other than perhaps the outreach, the conversation to be had with the new president of Iran. But it seems to me this guy was the one who started the dialogue about let's get together when we're at the UN, right?
Right.
Wasn't it the president? He was the... Yeah. So
yeah,
now Obama keeps saying, well, I'm not going to talk about it unless we talk about nuclear war.
Right. At the beginning, when President Obama first ran, he said he was going to try to get, you know, start some diplomacy with Iran. So
right,
this
yeah.
is a good thing, I guess, for him. But yeah, I think it was
But
Obama
I think it was the UN,
started.
I mean, the Iranian president's idea to get together at the UN.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
All right. So anyway.
Hey, let's do lunch.
Well, did that happen?
They haven't gotten together yet.
All right, but they're still in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Where does President Obama stay? When they're in New York, where do those people stay?
I believe at the Marriott in Times Square.
Really?
I think he stays at Roberta's apartment.
Where all the tourists go, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. There you go. 888-302-3684. What is the United Nations really all about? Honestly, is there anything that goes on there that's important? There are a lot of people who have a lot of jobs that are there. We hear always these rumors. When I go to the UN, usually once a year, I do a broadcast from the UN. And nobody ever wants to talk about the corruption there, but the place is seething with all kinds of stuff that's going on. And because they're all diplomats, they have diplomatic immunity, so they can pretty much do what they want. So that's feelings, strong or otherwise, are welcome. 888-302-3684. Jennifer and Ken and Doug here on the Wednesday Good Day program.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire.
Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
You ever seen anything like it?
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 Central, followed by the gripping two-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
The Degstaff and Good Day program with Ken and Jennifer Franklin, listening to our new affiliate in Washington, WTNT, thinks the role of the UN needs to be more clearly defined.
I believe that the UN's role should be more clearly defined, whatever it is. The U.S. needs to step down and be concentrate more domestically and less internationally, and that's why we have the UN. I mean, these people at the UN get this nice assignments, you know, to come from all over the world. They end up in this institution, and when it comes to delivering, they don't. And so I think that they truly need to step up to the plate and, when you know, get more involved in war affairs so that we're we can clearly understand what their role is, especially when we have crises in the world.
888-302-3684. Pat in Pennsylvania says the UN has limited influence on what's going on, actually.
I think the UN has a limited role in international affairs. When it comes down to it, usually forces, military forces is more, prevalent. Look at what happened with Syria. They decided to give up their chemical weapons when we threatened them with a naval bombardment. I mean, they negotiate with, you sit down and you negotiate, across the table, but the UN doesn't have any, that doesn't have an army behind it or a navy. It's fairly limited. I mean, a lot of times in the world when what it comes down to is who has the bigger stick.
Yes. All right. Here's Earl listening to our new St. Louis affiliate, KLPW, on the UN.
What I think happens at times, we as Americans have a tendency to look at things just from one side of the picture. You take this problem with Syria right now. Why can't we understand that if we are the allies of Israel in the Middle East and we are vetoing every resolution passed by the United Nations, why can't we understand if Russia is the ally of Syria, they have that same option? So if we're going to interfere on the side of Israel in the Middle East and Russia is on the side of Syria in the Middle East, then we both are doing the same thing. So I think the United Nations is important, but it all depends on whether we want to follow that lead or be one-sided in the Middle East.
All right. Coming up, a 2020 news quiz question. A little fun, some smiling, and information as we continue on Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.com. Hemp.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
So we can pay more attention to these shows like The Voice. This is Barry Black, second of the contestants last night on The Voice, Jen, with a song called What You Won't Do for Love. I don't recognize it, even though I know the song. Let's crank it up, see if we can recognize it.
You know it.
Oh, yeah, okay. What are we thinking, Jim?
It's all right.
Yeah, very enthusiastic.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'd turn around, but I heard someone turn around.
Yeah. All right. So, Kenny, what do you think of this guy?
I can't sing, but that's nothing remarkable,
he's not
really.
He's not lifting my skirt.
Nothing
here.
Special.
No, really?
Yeah.
Not that I'm wearing one, but, you know, if I had one on, it's still down.
Adam and Blake tried to get this guy on their teams, and Adam apparently won. So that's as we get through the first part of what many of you may have seen last night on The Voice. How many of you stayed up late and listened to the late night shows? Oftentimes, because this is an early morning program, a lot of you have not heard, even though you may like some of the hosts on the late night shows. We have got you covered, because there are usually three or four excerpts from the monologues of the late night show, starting with Arsenio, then we'll have a little Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon, and a chuckle hopefully comes.
How are you liking Arsenio, by the way?
I don't think he does. I never thought he was good at monologues.
Oh, see, I used to love him, and I have a couple of shows on DVR, but I
didn't say that he wasn't good. I just said I never thought his monologue was any good.
Right.
I don't think he's funny. He's not a comedian. He's good at interviewing people and at sort of getting the audience all worked up and interested in what's going on, but he's not a monologuist, as he proves here.
In New York, Anthony Weiner lost his temper at the playground. Did you read about this? He was with his kid. He lost his temper on another kid who accidentally peed at the playground on the swing. And Weiner went nuts, went postal. And he actually screamed at the kid and said, "Why would you do something so disgusting and not take a picture of it?"
Well, today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz began a filibuster of the Senate floor. He's trying to stop Obamacare, and he vowed to keep speaking until he is no longer able to stand. And the good news, if he collapses from exhaustion, he'll be covered under Obamacare. So there you are. So no matter what happens. Yeah. And the voice of reason, Sarah Palin, has entered the fray. She is now giving her support to Ted Cruz's filibuster. Oh, I think she's a little confused. She said she's been a big fan of Ted Cruz ever since she saw Top Gun. So I think,
you know what's interesting? Analysts say the Apple's actual manufacturing cost for the iPhone is $199. Yeah. That's just parts, though. When you add in labor, it's $200. It works out. Yeah. sir. It's been discovered that the iPhone 5S fingerprint sensor will also recognize nipples. So now you can use the line, is it cold in here, or are you just trying to unlock your iPhone? I'm
just traffic is insane here in New York City. Everything's closed off because of the, United Nations. Yeah. United Nations General Assembly is right here in New York City, and all the world leaders coming together for this thing. And today, President Obama gave a big speech over there on the Middle East. And leaders from the Middle East were like, you have touched our hearts. And from now on, we shall have peace. And Obama was like, really? And they're like, no, but the look on your face was priceless. I mean, I'm trying to laugh. Are you kidding me?
See, I don't find him funny. I really don't.
Oh, I like Jimmy.
I like him.
Okay, so you can like him, and I don't have to like him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got it. Like, I didn't think you. I mean, I never think he's as funny as Jay Leno.
No.
But he still got it.
He's okay. He may crack a smile here and there. Speaking of that, you'll do that while you're listening to the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schramm and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schramm and Erickson. It's easy to criticize any particular gun control measure, but after the 20th gun massacre in 5 years, what, say, would a conservative American president do to reduce the 30,000 gun deaths annually?
I would start talking about it a lot more. I don't think Republican or Democrat talks about what I think more is a moral, spiritual, cultural issue than anything else. I do not think that you can put the genie back in the bottle when it comes to guns in this country, but I do think that there have got to be some conversations.
I'm going to be blunt here. I really wish we could pass some tough gun safety legislation. Go back to JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King, the slaughters at Columbine, all the way through the shooting of Reagan. And after every one of them, people have said, we really have to do something. And we've done very little. I agree with Eric that this is also a mental health problem.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schramm and Eric Erickson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vaporeon at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Around. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome to another great American day. Lots of enlightening information, provocative conversation, interesting anecdotes from Jennifer Horn, who's back on the program. She's usually in charge. Jennifer Horn, daughter of Michael Horn, heir to the vast CRN digital fortune.
The Horn throne.
And player of note.
This is really just my dad's toilet.
On the Good Day program. All right, so here are the stations that have joined us, Jennifer, since last you were here. WTNT AM and FM in Washington. WVOV AM in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Ooh, I love Chattanooga.
WRHL in Rockford, Illinois.
KLPW.
Rockford, they do have files, yeah. Very good, Jennifer. KLPW in St. Louis. WCCM in Manchester. KLO in Ogden, Utah. WATX in Allgood, Tennessee. WRIK in Paducah, Kentucky. All these people came and they didn't even know you. And there are others, too. There are four or five other stations. Not trying to slight you, but I can't remember who you are.
I was going to say, well, maybe if they didn't know, maybe I should try to sneak away and try to be quiet.
No, it's okay.
All right.
It's all right. 2020 News Quiz time. Everybody ready for this?
Ready.
You have about 4 or 5 minutes. Anybody answer the last question on Facebook, Kenny, by the way? That I asked?
No, because you got an answer on the air.
They all gave up. So you want me to make this an all Facebook question rather than have people call in with the answer? What do you think? Yes or no? You make the decision. You can have
no, because I think people want to call in and talk to Jennifer.
Yeah.
That's probably true. All right, so if you want to talk to Jennifer and answer the question, here's what we're trying to figure out, what we are. I know the answer, so I'm not going to figure it out, and probably Ken knows the answer. I'm wondering whether Jennifer does or doesn't, but she's not going to do like she does from time to time and ruin it for the rest of you.
Would never do that.
Never do that. All right, so here are two names. Why are they in the news? Husband and wife couple, Matt and Melanie Capobianchi. Oops, Capobianco. Got to get the right vowel. Matt and Melanie Capobianco. Why are they in the news? 888-302-3684. My guess is there are people living in this state who will be right on this. And that would be cool.
Is it one of the states you just mentioned?
It is not, in fact. No, it's a state where we already have a strong 4 or 5 station representation.
Okay.
All right.
Must be Ohio.
Why? No. We have more stations there.
Okay.
Why are they, this couple, Matt and Melanie Cabo Bianco in the news? Know the answer? 888-302-3684. You can be our reporter on the scene, as it were. So you get to work on that, whilst we work on some other things like the continuing resolution. My resolve is not to listen to this. However, because a lot of people are talking about it, we still have audio, do we not, Kenny? I mean, Michael, from the Senate floor.
I love this. I know that you guys don't like it.
That's not true, guys.
Listen.
It's not true.
It's great.
Is this Cruz or
Marco
is this
Rubio?
If you took
Marco
every
Rubio.
Penny away from people that made over $1 million this year, it doesn't even make a dent in this.
Mm-hmm.
When any politician that goes to you and says, all we got to do is
let me give you a little background on this. What you're listening to is a feed of the continuing overview of government.
This is awesome, actually.
Operations.
Come on, this is great.
Ted Cruz took to the Senate floor yesterday, and he went for 13 hours to break the record set by Rand Paul. This is basically just a match between Cruz and Paul, because Rand Paul got all the attention, so Cruz wants some attention, so he's doing the same thing. He's been up there longer. Now Marco Rubio has given Ted Cruz a pee break. Or
yeah, he's totally in the bathroom. He has
right,
to be.
Yeah, right. Anyway, regardless of all of this, the Senate is going to vote today on the language that calls for defunding Obamacare, and it won't pass.
Yeah, because even the House senators, Republicans,
right,
said that they wouldn't vote for it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean.
So you want to listen to a little more of this or not?
Yeah, I think it's
medical
great.
Condition that you know of that's easier to treat the later you catch it. Is there any medical condition that's easier to fix the longer you wait to deal with it? Of course not. What are doctors always talking to us about? Early detection. It's the same with the debt. The longer we wait to address this issue, the harder and more disruptive it's going to be to solve it.
I liked when Ted Cruz read a bedtime story to his girls last night. He did a little doctor.
Right, green eggs and ham.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was good. And it put most everybody to sleep, which is
great. Did anybody last all night with him? Like, did anybody stay up?
What, and watch him?
Yeah, I would have. I think it's fun.
What? What is there? After a while, it kind of wears out.
He must have worn out. Can you imagine? I mean, I know you like to talk, Dougie. I mean, you do hours of radio.
I could.
But could you do like 13 hours standing at a podium? Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't done it, but I think I could.
You could, but I'm saying, would you like to do it? That's a tough job.
No, not unless I was bidding, you know, a couple thousand bucks an hour. Then I'd do it. Yeah, right.
You could be bought.
Good job, yeah.
Be had for a couple of grand an hour. 888-302-3684. All right, so the 2020 News Quiz question has to do with Matt and Melanie Capobianco. Let's see if Kathy, you were just talking about our Ohio stations. Kathy's listening in defiance. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you there. Let's see, is the pleasure all yours, or is the pleasure all mine?
It's ours.
Oh, no, it's equally shared, thank you.
It is. That's what I like, a good, strong woman who wants equality. You're okay in my book, Kathy. You're already a winner.
Good. Always a winner. Got to be a winner.
Got to be a winner. Got to start the day thinking that you're a winner. All right.
And
so
that's
who,
why I always listen to you first thing in the morning.
Aren't you sweet?
Nice.
Well, thank you. What are you doing at this point in your day? What are you off to?
I'm driving to work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I head up the custodial team at a college here in town.
Defiance?
Yes, Defiance College.
Do you know, now I'm going to get into my Ohio college stuff, and I probably shouldn't because it bore the tears, bore everybody else to tears.
Lay it on us.
There was a director at Defiance who was a Heidelberger. He was in charge of raising funds. His name is Ed Hyland. Do you know Ed?
No, unfortunately, I do not.
I think he still lives in Defiance, as a matter of fact. And hopefully he's listening to this program. Anyway, well, you can't know everybody, Kathy. That's the bottom line.
Nope, but there's a lot to know.
But you do know who Matt and Melanie Capobianco are, right?
Yes, yes, I do.
And who are they?
They are the adoptive parents of the little Cherokee girl who had been given to them at birth and then got given custody to the father, who they have just won the court right to take her back home.
This is a story from South Carolina. This couple adopted this girl. They finally got to take her home. She's 4 years old now. The custody battle lasted for a year. This young lady's name is Veronica. The high court in Oklahoma dissolved a temporary court order that had kept her in the Cherokee Nation with her father. She'd lived with the Capobiancos from birth until she was 27 months old. The biological father was awarded custody under Indian Child Welfare Acts, but the Supreme Court went against the father, Dustin Brown, and the South Carolina court finalized the adoption earlier in the year. And then this guy took them to court in Oklahoma, and finally, I mean, this has been a sordid abuse of the process, it would seem to me. What do you think, Kathy?
Oh, I think it's terrible to have to pull a child back and forth like that. They don't really know where they belong for so many, many years.
Yeah.
Hopefully
right.
they can work out an arrangement where she does know her parentage as well as her adoptive family.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. That sounds fair. How many children do you have?
I have three, but I'm actually currently raising the fourth.
Are you? You remarry and there's a fourth from the other side?
Nope, this is actually a grandchild that came quite unexpected, and we took him in and we've raised him since birth.
Aren't you sweet? You and your husband?
Yes.
Yeah, and the mother is one of your children?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, you know what? Everybody needs to get on the same page. There needs to be no judgment. You got to take care of the child and realize the child is first. All the rest of the stuff isn't important.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, well, it was good talking to getting to know you, Kathy. It was a pleasure. Oh, wait a minute. The pleasure's all mine? No, the pleasure's all hers.
Oh, no, no. The pleasure is shared. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Hold on a second, Kathy. Nice to talk with you. Imagine, put yourself in that position where there's a child. By the way, the father never saw the child. He was the biological father, but he didn't ever see the child.
Mm-hmm.
When it was born.
That's really
it
hard.
It really is. You were going to say ridiculous. And
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like if you're old enough to do the adult activity that makes right. babies, you should yeah. man up and see your child.
All right. So, Michael, if you had really been a good producer, Ken Kessler, were he to have been at the controls? See, we all in our separate studios all around the country. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Kenny's in San Diego. I'm in Boston. And Michael has the ultimate final jurisdiction. If he'd have really been on the ball, Michael, you would have gotten, is it Paul Revere?
Cherokee
the
people. There we go.
Nice.
Cherokee tribe.
Excuse me for wanting to be culturally sensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. It's too late for that, Michael. Too late.
Sensitivity. Come on, Michael. Get with the program, will you? All right, so is that Paul Revere and the Raiders, right, Kenny?
I remember
that from my days playing Moldy Oldie Goody Goldies from my rusty rack of wrinkled records. 16 minutes before the hour. Every day people are setting goals to change their bodies, to change their lives, to just bring change around. And so if you want to improve your life, especially your confidence quotient, your CQ, I've always liked that term, your CQ, your confidence quotient, self-improvement starts with the way you look. And when you're looking in the mirror and you smile or you're trying to smile, how many people stand in front of the mirror these days? I remember getting a picture last winter. It's the first time anybody ever sent me a picture of the lady wanted me to see how she looked with her haircut.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to the bathroom and took a picture in front of the mirror and sent it to me. And it was I thought it was interesting. I'd never gotten a picture like that before. But
you obviously don't date online, because that's all people do online. It's
really?
Take pictures
is that
of themselves in mirrors.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to take a picture of you so you can date online, as Jennifer is suggesting, perhaps before you do it, if you have yellow teeth, it's time for you to try Power Swabs. Power Swabs are the first tooth detergent made from coconut oil. It's a secret formula. A detergent, all natural, cleans and whitens your teeth. And it really works fast. Two shades in 5 minutes. There are two tubes. You spend a minute putting one type of power swabbing on your teeth, and you get the other tube out, and you take the Q-tip out of it and put it on your teeth, and in 5-6 minutes you'll see things change. It's a breakthrough. It's patented technology. This power swab will penetrate deeply into your tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal. Not cover up, but removal. Whitening results are superb, according to a lot of the feedback I'm getting about power swabs. So no matter what the surface, caps, crowns, veneers, bonds, whatever it is, the sensitivity that you get from sticking those trays in your mouth, forget about that. If you want to set your goals high, call 800-865-7602. Again, the number for power swabs, 800-865-7602. And when you call, tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You'll get free shipping and a free stain-out white quick stick. This is something that is superb for on-the-go people. The stain-out quick stick, yours free, along with free shipping. Mention Doug when you call 800-865-7602. Power swabs, they sell themselves. People who say, hey, how'd you get your teeth so white? You'll tell them. They'll be on the program as well. 800-865-7602.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood. Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $700 on a 55-inch Panasonic 3D Smart LED TV, only $999.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/28/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Vascular disease is among the leading causes of death in the U.S. Symptoms, however, often are not present until a catastrophic event occurs, like a stroke or aneurysm rupture. Millions of Americans at risk for stroke or death from vascular disorders remain unaware of the danger. According to Dr. Anil Hingarani, a vascular surgeon at Lutheran Medical Center in Brooklyn, New York, and member of the Society for Vascular Surgery, vascular screenings are the best way to locate blockages in arteries and help you avoid serious disease. These are painless, non-invasive tests, like an ultrasound examination or Doppler pressure studies. Vascular disease can cause potentially lethal AAA, aneurysms of the aorta, the main artery of the body. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, a one-time ultrasound screening for AAA is recommended for all men 65 years or older, and for all women 65 years or older with a family history of AAA or who have smoked. To learn more about vascular health, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery's website at www.vascularweb.org.
Go on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You're listening to members of the Doug Steffen Good Day clan. The family includes Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, and most importantly you, and you would be Roger. You are going through a similar case to the Capobiancos.
Well, no, I was just fighting for visitation for 18 years. My daughter's 33 now, and the court had threatened to change custody because it denied visitation.
Wait a minute, your daughter's 33 and you want to still have visitation with her?
Well, I still want a relationship with her, but...
Why is the court going
to
say...
Does she get to decide that now?
She's an adult. Why is the court involved in it at all?
Well, court's not on the visitation anymore, but she's been brainwashed, and that's
by
why
whom?
So many fathers lose their kids.
How is she the mother is brainwashing?
Yeah, her mother's been doing that.
Yeah, she even told, when the court threatened to change custody, her mother lied to her and told her I wasn't her dad.
Uh-huh, super.
Yeah. But originally why I called was there was another case about 10 years ago, a Russian guy in Chicago went home to take care of his parents. And when he came back 5 years later, his friends were telling him, hey, your girlfriend had a baby, looked a lot like you. And he ended up going back to court to get custody of his child and got it. But the thing is, you know, he wasn't even told he was a father.
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes. Best way to fix that is keep your pants on. 51 after the hour.
The
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Into Wednesday, September 25th here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer loves technology. Kenny loves technology. Many of you love technology. So that's why we have Tech Talk time every day at this time. And usually it includes some information, much of which comes from the authoritative mind and mouth of Shelley Palmer, who today will talk to you about some of the potentially less noticeable features of the iOS 7, iOS 7.
The operating system, yes.
The operating system, 7. You'll be happy to know, Jennifer, yesterday I criticized one of the people that helps put all the information together because I don't know what iOS, what did I say, iOS or something, Kenny, yesterday, I think?
I think so, yeah, iOS.
Something that gave credibility.
Well, you don't have an iPhone. If you had an iPhone, you would know what it is.
No.
But if you don't, you really wouldn't know.
I guess I'm in, I'm sort of thinking about it, but I'm not thinking too seriously about it yet. Anyway, so the less noticeable features of the iOS 7 from Shelley Palmer coming right up here on Good Day.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire. Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
Never seen anything like it.
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 Central, followed by the gripping two-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, there are so many new features tucked away within iOS 7 that you still may find new ones for weeks to come. Here are some of my favorites that you may or may not have found yet. Apple has added the ability for your iDevice to auto-update your apps. You no longer need to manually update them from the App Store. Heading into the App Store settings menu will give you the option to automatically let your device keep all of your apps up to date. It's not very battery or data friendly, but the option is there if you want it. Speaking of updated apps, apps. Whenever you get apps updated, either manually or automatically, a little blue dot appears next to the app's name on your home screen to show you there's been a change. It's a subtle reminder and very effective. Another subtle addition can be found in the Messages app. By swiping message bubbles to the left, you'll see the exact timestamp every message was sent and received. For even more iOS 7 tips and tricks, follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or check out ShelleyPalmer.com.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire. Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
You ever seen anything like it?
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 Central, followed by the gripping two-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, the there's a study that's I love, you know me, I love studies. I'm all over studies because
yes.
I think they make for great conversation. There's a recent experience study analyzing and reporting on some of the usage of mobile phones in the world.
Mm-hmm.
30 countries.
Count them. 30.
30 countries
mm-hmm.
have equaled per capita cell phone usage to the population. There are 2.7 billion mobile phones in use on the planet. 2.7 billion.
That's a lot.
That's one-third of the population of the planet.
Well, it's crazy. Those the people that were the Kenyan militants that were tweeting out messages to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it just everybody has them.
All right. In the last 30 days, mobile phone activity, and that is percentage of users engaged in using the mobile phone for the following. Texting, 59% used their mobile phone for texting. 17% used a mobile phone for downloading ringtones. 49% used their mobile phones for photos. 13% used them for taking videos. Downloading music, 7%. Playing video games, 14%. Accessing the internet, 19%. Sending email, 20%. Can you believe it?
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.